You're listening to SBS News.
A growing divide in the participation between urban and remote electors has become apparent in the 2020 Northern Territory election. Many are concerned by the poor turnout among some remote communities. Auntie Naomi Wilfred is a cultural advisor and has been travelling with organisations GetUp and SeedMob to help educate and support Indigenous voters. She hails from Minyeri, 240 kilometres southeast of Katherine, and says there needs to be more support in these communities.
We've got teenagers growing up and they don't know what voting is. Because we tell them you need to vote because you need your voice to be heard. When it comes to the voting, they should be having someone from the community to help them what they need and to help those people that, you know, some elderly, they're worrying about voting, and then all the time they always vote. But when they're very sick, they can't do, but they still want a hand up for voting.
Miss Wilfred says some voters have lost faith in the candidates that are running.
Where everything's settled in, then we still get missed out of funding, maybe like housing, not much place in the community, you know. We want to vote for people that we can get support for housing, even health, dialysis, and children that have problem with hearts and diabetes as well. We want to look at the changes of our health, especially houses with better condition. Some houses that we have back home still water leaking and drain smells and toilets doesn't work properly, you know. And what we want them to listen to us. If we're voting for people, we think that our voice is going to be heard.
Social media campaigns launched this year on TikTok were aimed at increasing voter enrollment. SeedMob's Amelia Telford says it was an important strategy with close to 16,000 Indigenous voters unenrolled.
That's a huge amount of voices, Aboriginal voices, that were not going to be heard unless people were supported to get back on the roll. A lot of those people are either young people or people who, you know, may not have fixed addresses, or their addresses just may not show up on Google Maps. You know, there's a lot of Aboriginal people in that position.
She says it's not the only help they've been providing.
A tool that we've used is actually like a little pretend ballot paper that asks people, you know, what's their favourite bush food, whether it's barramundi or a long-necked turtle or goanna. And it's encouraging people to, I guess, make sure that they number every box. So not just put a tick or a cross, but to make a valid vote.
However, GetUp's First Nations campaign director, Larissa Baldwin, says culturally sensitive campaigning is also important to think about going into future elections.
There's no translators, which is a huge issue. Not even into Creole. And so even to the point of like getting people to explain to the electoral people that are working in the polls how to spell their name, and, you know, it's not typical English names and that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of confusion around that.
In a recent parliamentary inquiry, Australian Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers said, "We've experienced going into some Indigenous communities and they've simply said, we're not enrolling, we're disengaged from Australian society, and it doesn't matter how many visits you do, we will not enrol." Miss Baldwin says this isn't the case.
People think that Aboriginal people don't want to vote or they don't care about voting. They do care about voting. They do care deeply about political issues and the types of solutions that are being put forward.
The Northern Territory Electoral Commission reported that many funerals and ceremonies that were delayed by COVID-19 were now taking place, accounting for low numbers during this election. However, it adds that low remote participation is a systemic issue that had been seen in years prior to the health crisis. A statement from the Commission says,
"Many Aboriginal Territorians are not on the electoral roll, and many of those who are don't vote. The gradual and eventual shutdown of remote enrollment programs has also served to disenfranchise remote voters, because without that program, there is no continuity of electoral education and awareness."
And with remote voting finishing today, the Commission says it's not expecting numbers to improve. Territorians will vote for who will lead them for the next 4 years tomorrow. Anita Bolle, SBS News.